nishomote, halel ko haleluko, koila nishomo, nishomo sheli. Koila nishomote, halel ko haleluko, koila nishomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
First one, who was the first tribe that brought the Quran?
Yehuda.
It's about call, the heavenly voice. You heard it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Shevet Yehuda brought the Quran. But first of all, when it's brought the voluntary Korban that was brought by Yehuda, it says Vayehi. What does Vayehi mean? Vayehi means very sad. It's a sad news. So we have Vayehi, that means sad, and we have Vehaya, it's very happy. So here it says Vayehi HaMagrib, and the first day, it says Et Korbano, it says Nachshon Ben Aminadab. So there's a very big difference. The first Korban that was brought, compared to others, all the other Korbanot, it says Nasi. Did you notice?
No.
So it's okay, we can
thank you.
Yeah, make up for it. All the tribes, like it says Nesi Yisachar. It says Nesi Libnei Zevulon. It says Nesi Libnei Reuven. Or it says Nasi Libnei Benyamin.
No.
Oh. But for Yehuda, it doesn't mention. And it's very puzzling. How come the first one even doesn't mention Nasi? All the others mentions Nasi. You didn't notice?
No.
Wow. It's a good thing you came today.
Yeah, sure. Every day I have something new.
So why Yehuda is not mentioned that it was a Nasi? Why? Why in the beginning for the series of the Korbanot, we have a very sad term that is used. Vayhi. Vayhi is sad. Like I said, Vayhi bimei HaHashverosh. It's a sad news. Why? You see, why is this Vayhi? Because Yehuda, Alav Shalom, did not feel that he's deserving to bring the first Korban. Who should have been the first Korban? Who?
Reuven.
Because he was the firstborn, right? So now here, we see this Vayehi. So usually people always want to be on the first
in the line.
First in the line, right? That would be ahead as a leader, you know, to tell people what to do or not to do. And they say, no, I did it because of me. You learned it from me. So now here we see that Yehuda Alav Shalom, he was very in pain. Not bragging or having ge'ava.
No.
Yeah, that he's bringing the first one. So now here we see Tatasha is informing us that how Yehuda felt when he brought the Korban. Because all the pioneer, what do you call him? Champion?
Yeah.
Champion.
Champion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Numero uno.
Right. So then you always feel that, you know, I did it. I was the first one. And here we see Yehuda Alav Shalom felt
he's
not deserving to bring one. Actually, we see here a very important, delicate point, and that is the first disaster that came about at the beginning of the creation. What happened at the beginning of the creation? When Hashem created the world, what happened?
The moon was complaining.
So two brothers that run the Korban. Yeah?
Yeah.
Who, what was their name? What was the brother's name?
Cain and Hevel.
You know him?
I think.
Cain and Hevel.
And Hevel, yeah.
Yeah. You know him?
Yeah, we part from these people, no?
Yeah, you heard about them.
Yeah.
But you don't know him?
No.
No, but you heard about them. So what happened to the Cain?
Got killed.
Killed the Hevel.
No, Hevel got killed.
Yes.
Cain killed Hevel.
Hevel, yes.
But why?
Because you didn't tell him how to bring the korban in the right way.
No, Cain brought the korban, right?
Right.
So now, which korban was accepted? Which one?
Hevel.
So now, Cain got jealous. Why he got jealous? Why? Because he felt, I'm the pioneer. I started. I brought the Qurban and yours is accepted. That doesn't make sense. I'm the inventor.
His idea.
Exactly. So now here you see Yehuda comes and fix the wrongdoing of the Cain. Because Cain became jealous. Why he became jealous? So how could it be? I come with the product. And then you copy me, and you're selling more than me? It doesn't make sense. That's what people usually, you know, they create jealousy toward one another.
Still going on.
No, Chas v'Shalom. Not being between Yehudim, Chas v'Shalom. No. So now here, we see, Tazan Hashem is informing us, he says, Vayehi. Why Vayehi? Because he was so much in pain. So, I have to bring first. I don't deserve it. And you see, it doesn't mention, you know, the chayalim, the soldiers, Hashem Yishmael v'chayim, you know, they have, they get these stars, what do you call them? Medal.
Medallion.
Like medallion.
Medallion.
Yeah, they get like this, it's full of medallion, right?
Yeah.
Yeah? So here, why they give a medallion? Why?
Recognition,
because they do more, you know, they improve, they give him one more. Exactly. But here you see, Yehuda says, I don't want any medallion, nothing. So you say his title that is a Nasi is not mentioned at all. Know what that is?
Enough.
You want the humble? Yeah, down to the earth. And he's the Melech. Yehuda is the Melech. Koilani shomote, halel ko haleluko, koilani shomone shomo sheli. Koilani shomote, halel ko haleluko, koilani shomone shomo sheli. You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.